Holy wow.
Jeez.
This would be magical if it wasn't for the boom booms. I'll show you what that is later, right?
Okay. I don't follow currently.
I don't.
We'll talk about it on this episode of Boss Barrel Radio, the internet radio show for BossBarrel.com. This week, another week, August 24th, right? 2010. 24, 2010?
Yep.
That's a significant day, right? 9-24, 2010?
Yes.
Well, 9-24 is something different.
We're almost there.
Coming
next month.
30
next
days month. Away.
Get ready for cool. it. Be sure to be podcasting on that day, even if it's like a Saturday.
Yep.
Yeah.
Morning.
Saturday morning only. Yeah. Hey, guys. It's Griff. Got Brian Folder. Newly shaven.
Yeah.
It's weirding me out.
Smooth skin.
I really miss your goatee, man.
It'll be back.
Excellent. I hope. Right now? Is it back now? Turn the lights on.
I can try.
Just force it out with Will.
By the end of the podcast.
Awesome.
We'll have some beard going.
Good. Just goatee, I hope.
That's the only way I roll.
Excellent.
It's the only part of his face that
I was actually thinking mustache.
Just a mustache.
Yes.
Nice. Hey, John.
How's it going?
Speaking of mustaches, you got a new tattoo.
I did get a new tattoo.
It's pretty sweet.
What I saw over there?
Yeah, that's what you saw. It would have been a tattoo. It's kind of hard to see in the dark now, I suppose. But
is it temporary?
Nope.
Did you get it done at the state fair?
Nope. This will be here until I decide to rip it off of my body.
Cheese graters.
Yep.
Ugh. Parmesan cheese graters.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. God.
Would you like some fresh grated tattoo?
I can only imagine how much more that would hurt. Like, I mean, because...
It'd be pretty messy.
I mean, yeah, exactly. Because getting a tattoo is a rather clean process.
Mm-hmm.
But taking a cheese grater to your arm, I can imagine that would be the opposite.
Yeah, definitely. Put ink in the cheese grater. Prison tats.
Yeah.
That's what you do, right? In disappearing ink?
Really?
Yeah.
You use disappearing ink?
Yeah.
I feel like that would be...
tons of tattoos with disappearing ink.
Oh! Okay, that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
We need to invent this.
Awesome. I think it's a great idea.
I think that...
Isn't that already a thing? Isn't it called henna?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's what it is, but you don't get stabbed with that.
Right. Just drawn.
Yeah.
Lame. Anyway, we got another episode going on here. Stuff to talk about.
Stuff.
What have you guys been up to besides video game things?
Shooting off guns.
Yeah, how was that? You shot a gun?
Real life gun. Shotgun, 12 gauge.
Nice.
Boom.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fuck up your shoulder doing that?
I'm all right. I mean, yeah. I shot probably about 30, 40 rounds, but...
Have you shot before?
No, never.
Nothing?
It was my first time. I was a gun virgin.
Wow,
nice.
Cherry popped.
Yeah,
and you were hitting the pigeons too, you were saying.
I was. It took me about 7 or 8 of them to get my first one, but after that it was on.
Nice.
Were you trying too hard to aim?
I didn't realize that I should have been leading it a little bit.
Oh, I see.
And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's another thing that like I find with people that fire shotguns, they spend too much time trying to focus on their aim, and then they end up like... just overcomplicating the issue. Is like a shotgun from a certain distance will just, it'll hit things.
Yes, yes. It was fun too. I think we were doing it illegally because we were firing clay pigeons over a county road.
Yeah, I feel like a cop would not have looked favorably on that situation.
I mean, every time a car drove by, we stopped.
Oh, good.
Yeah, might have scared a few of them. I didn't fire this other gun. Buddy brought a very high-powered sniper rifle, and it was the loudest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Sean was talking about that, how there was a ricochet,
yes.
And everybody, like, hit the dirt.
Yep. It
nice.
We heard literally, you know, the sound you hear in the video games where it's like, pew, doo.
Uh-huh.
We heard that, and we were like, oh, God. We look, and everyone's like...
check yourself.
Got their hands over their head, and in retrospect, we were thinking, like... what did that really accomplish, putting our hands over our head? Because if the bullet was coming at us, I'm pretty sure that wouldn't have stopped it. Just, and we decided to put the sniper rifle down after that.
Nice.
What were you shooting it with the rifle?
A milk carton.
Oh, wow.
What distance?
I would say 50 yards.
Okay.
But it must have hit a rock or something that was near the thing. It left huge, like, foot-long dirt in the grass, like dirt holes, like foot-long holes, and Sean's parents are probably not going to be too happy about that.
Oh, just scraping up the dirt from the bullets, the slug hitting it.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
That's very pretty cool.
Yeah.
But literally was the loudest thing I've ever heard in my life. And it was like a 38 caliber, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty loud.
John, you and I did something pretty similar to that. We saw the movie Expendables.
Oh, we did. Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Yep.
That was
there any big names in that one?
No. It was pretty much an indie film. Really low budget. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Nobody really important in it. Just some up-and-coming actors, maybe. Yeah. There's a couple cameos, though, you know, by people like that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Some bigger names.
Yeah. I still would like to know. Like, I'm sure I could just look it up and find out how much money that movie cost to make. Astronomical has to be the number you're looking for.
I'm sure. I'm especially sad that movie beat Scott Pilgrim in the box office the first week, too.
Well, that tells you something about the people that go to movies, sure. Right? A little bit. Well,
I did my part, too. Dude, I saw that movie 3 times.
Yeah, I need to go see Scott Pilgrim
enough.
More than
it wasn't enough. I got to see it again.
Need to double that number, I think.
Yeah,
I think so.
Definitely.
Did you hear they're bringing Avatar back to the theaters?
Oh, yeah.
God. Well, I mean.
The biggest grossing movie of all time coming back.
Didn't Titanic come back in theaters too?
Did it? I don't know.
I know The Dark Knight did.
Huh.
They brought that back too.
Interesting.
Expendables
though, what a bummer.
Right. I mean, I guess maybe your sights were higher than mine, but I don't know. Like, I saw some shit get exploded and I
really
saw the dudes that I wanted to see.
Did anyone die?
No. Nobody died.
It was the most peaceful
rubber bullets.
Movie. Rubber bullets.
Nice.
Sandbag shotguns.
Tasers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Were there?
No. I don't think it was. There's lots of knives.
Lots of knives. There was a lot of knives.
It was, I just think it was, all right, get ready for this, but the movie was pretty shallow.
Yeah. The movie had nothing going on.
The best part of the film was the Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, Sylvester Stallone meeting in the church of like 5 minutes of just like meathead stare down talking.
Did they reference their famous movies?
Not that I know of.
Why not?
Well, they referenced Schwarzenegger.
Oh, they did. They made something about the jungle.
Schwarzenegger's
like, he likes running around the jungle.
Right. Schwarzenegger referenced that Stallone liked to run around in the jungle, and then when Bruce asked what Schwarzenegger's problem was, he said, he just wants to be president.
Yeah,
little
just like real life.
Yep. Just like real life. But I have to agree with what somebody else said about Bruce Willis's role in that movie, that is probably the worst acting I've ever seen him do, but
The best worst acting.
Exactly. Like, he is phoning that stuff in.
Like, total grindhouse.
He's just cheesing it up.
Yep.
Like, that is... He's just hamming it.
They're like, all right, and in this scene, you're going to be Bruce Willis talking.
It's right. It's almost like I could just see that he just wants to just laugh his ass off the whole way through that thing.
Yeah. That was his only scene in that entire film, which is kind of weird. Film.
His face shows up a couple other times. But
you referenced on how much that movie cost to make, but I'm guessing with all those big names, they're all like, yeah, sure, I'll go in there and
get a guy to show up even for one cut. Like, certain names just cost money. Like, dudes cost money. But, I mean, part of it was produced by Stallone.
Yeah.
And he wrote the damn thing and directed the damn thing. So, I mean, that saves him some money there.
Were there any big name actors that didn't get in it? Big name action hero?
What?
That didn't get in the movie? That were like...
I was really... Okay, there's two that I was surprised that weren't in the movie. Goldberg from WWF Wrestling.
Goldberg?
Yeah, Bill Goldberg.
He should have been in there?
Yeah.
Huh.
They had Stallone. Steve Austin and Randy Couture. Why didn't they have Bill Goldberg?
Why didn't they have
Kevin Nash?
Was The Rock in it?
Yeah,
The Rock would have like outclassed all of them.
Right. I feel like The Rock is a better actor than
all of them.
Most wrestlers. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's part of the problem.
What about
that movie needed Val Kilmer though?
That
what about
movie,
Jet Li?
He was in it.
Yeah.
What about Jackie Chan?
Jackie Chan.
Don't think he would have fit.
Jackie Chan, I think, is above that.
I think that you could just take any... You could take... what was his name? Whiplash dude. Meat Face. Help me out here. The actor. He was in Iron Man 2 most recently.
Mickey Rourke,
yeah. You could have just pulled him out and put anybody in that role who's, like, older.
Like, it's really a shame that's the role he filled, because I really wanted to see him do something else. But, again, we talked about this after the movie. It's like... Like, Mickey Rourke's character in that movie, he's the same guy.
It's Iron Man 2, but instead of a bird, they give him a pipe.
And you take out the Russian, and that's the same dude. His haircut's the same. It's like same he walked thing. Off of Iron off Man and stepped into that. It's like
they put a shirt on him so you can see all the tats.
It was actually filming at the same spot.
It probably was.
Same studio. He just sleeps there. They just get him up and put a cowboy hat on him and tell him to start talking.
Yeah, but that movie, I don't know. I was not impressed by any means whatsoever.
What about
therefore bummer
Steven Seagal?
The best part of that, okay, well, this is what I told you, John, is after that movie, it's the only real redeeming part of that film is that it makes me realize that a StarCraft movie could be made.
Right.
It's that it's just everything shot really dark, everybody's really beefy and sweaty and smoking all the time, and, you know, lots of trucker hats and baggy t-shirts and stuff like that.
I think that was one of the that was probably one of the more entertaining portions of the movie to me, is like watching Stallone and Austin beat the shit out of each other. Only because I don't care to see those two fight, but just because the sound that was coming from each blow sounded like they were punching each other with like cannons. Like, it was just like the most preposterous, like, rock'em sock'em robots I've ever seen. Like, it sounded like those guys each weighed a ton and they were just like destroying each other.
The other really weird / good part of that film was the Dolph Lundgren bit, where it's like Dolph Lundgren looks like Mads Mikkelsen now.
He looks like bad, but in a good way,
like,
you know?
Gaunt, cracked out, like really sweaty all the time.
Nice. I still feel like Kurt Russell could have done something interesting in that movie. Kurt Russell could have been the tattoo dude.
Kurt Russell wasn't in it.
No, he wasn't, but he should
have. What about Van Damme?
No.
No, I heard they came to Van Damme for that, and he didn't want to be in it. I heard they went to him for it, but no.
It was already over. It was swollen over with way too many people.
I think they should have had more.
I think you're right. I think Expendables 2 is going to be out of this world, man.
Oh, my God, yep.
Yeah, it's going to be ridiculous. Yeah, Expendables 2, Ocean's 12.
Yeah, we put some George Clooney and some Brad Pitt, and we get some... maybe
they break into the vault, and it's just all the Expendables in there.
When they get Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That'll make that a better movie. Yeah. You get some real crazy going on.
Definitely.
That'd be awesome.
And Danny Glover.
Maybe some Harrison Ford.
Get off my damn plane, Expendables.
Where's my family?
Yeah, I think that's enough about that mediocre film.
That's fine.
Anything else before we get into games here?
We bowled.
Yeah, we did bowl.
You and I bowled.
Bowling is great. We
went to All Play.
We did go to All Play. Yeah. I played really weird main machine with the Mega Man boss rush mode, which is awesome.
And we really need to get Hunter on Deal or No Deal.
Yeah,
that's in real life. Because he got the jackpot 3 times.
Jeez.
Kid's a machine.
Yeah. I suppose. Other real life things. I finished the Scott Pilgrim book 3 thing.
Yeah.
I discovered the glory of half price books. Yeah. Here's the secret. It's not just books.
Comics.
Comic
Did
books.
You see the comics?
No, actually.
No?
They had a comic book section, but it sucked. Like it was just a bunch of manga.
You didn't see there's like a stand like
it's by the CDs and stuff. But yeah, those suck too. There's no good comic books.
I loved it.
They had decent used games, though. I bought a copy of Atari 2600's Chuck Norris Super Kicks.
Another person that should have been in the Expendables.
Yep.
Yep.
What else was there? I bought a really good book. It's just like a coffee table piece of junk thing. It's called The Art of Video Games, and it's a really interesting analysis of how you design characters and enemies and protagonists. And the author, Nick something or another. I should go get it and look it up. But dude does a really good job of sort of boiling it down to more like archetypes and the process, like the psychology of designing certain things in video games, where he references like a lot of Greek and Roman mythology, and classical art things, tying it all together, saying like, well, this thing is designed like this because these, kind of tweak certain emotions. And the preface written by the dude's like teacher is really, really good too, talking about going into the video games as art debate, and throws in his hat on that. And it's very, very well written, very enjoyable to read that, very inspiring. So video games.
Yeah. Are we ready for that?
Yeah.
Good.
I like video games.
Yeah, they're good.
Get out of here.
All right.
I'm sorry. I don't like video games.
Okay. What haven't you been playing?
What haven't I been playing? Ghostbusters, the multiplayer, is surprisingly fun.
Yeah?
Like, did you guys play that at all?
I played the demo.
Yeah, it's like really fun. It's like you working together with three other Ghostbusters, just capturing a bunch of ghosts that come your way. A lot of them, and there's like 6-7 different types of like gameplays.
Would you say that busting makes you feel good?
Yes, I felt extremely good, actually.
Okay, that's all that matters.
Yeah, the best mode I would have to say is the mode where there's a bunch of slammers, which are the things that keep the ghosts, that you trap them in, and there's just a bunch of slimers flying all over the place, and the object is to capture the most slimers in a certain amount of time. Whoever captures the most slimers wins, but there's like different points for different types of slimers and different guns and different ways to use them.
Yeah.
But quite enjoyable.
What was your opinion on the voice acting?
Good.
Really?
Top
really?
Notch, yeah.
Huh.
I liked it.
Everybody doesn't seem really bored.
No.
I got that impression just from the demo. It just seems like everybody's just like, Ghostbusters. Remember that movie?
I thought they did a really good job. There's just jokes the whole way through the movie. But yeah, I suggest picking it up. It's a good game. Then also I've been playing a great game that John loaned me, Tales of Vesperia. And I give it 2 thumbs up so far. Good. I'm like 6 hours into it. And yeah, it's just a JRPG. It's like quite anime-ish. And I have been looking for an RPG to play for a while, and this one has filled that emptiness, I guess. What did you think?
No, I really like that game. I guess one of my concerns that I was going to ask you about when I was giving you that game was that, I guess, how do you feel about the combat? Because that was one thing I was used to it, because I played Tales of Symphonia. Mm. They're practically the same as far as combat goes. But I mean, I really get into it when you can like start to get really good to the point where like you're like knocking enemies up into the air and juggling them and like.
Yeah, I haven't got that good yet.
Yeah, but I mean, you'll get there, and like that will be it. Like,
yeah,
that'll be like the only ways you beat bosses is by like
Just played the first boss that like gave me trouble. Actually, the first time I actually got defeated, and it was pretty tough. But
how do you what kind of play it? Like, how does it work? Is it turn based, or how do you juggle?
No, okay, it's kind of like 13, but without the ATB. You just do actions.
Oh, it's like Kingdom Hearts.
There's a large circle.
Yeah, but it's like you'll run into enemies, and then it cuts you to a little field where you're fighting that enemy.
Okay.
And you only have like this certain circle that you can fight inside of. So you run around in this circle, and you can hit up the enemies and start attacking.
You're on the main field, like classical RPG, and then there's enemies, you run up to them, and then the screen breaks like glass, and then it goes into this little animation, and you fight these guys, and it's like Star Ocean. Like, you get to run around, and you learn different moves, and they take different TP. I don't even know what that TP
Toilet
stands
paper.
For.
Yeah. Technique points?
Possibly.
Yeah, techniques, tackle, but something like that. I don't know.
And the leveling up seems like pretty quick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For a while, it'll be really, really quick. Coolest thing about that game is, you'll start to get equipment and stuff. Mm-hmm. But you should check out the Xbox Live Marketplace for some of the stuff that you can just buy for that game. First of all, you can just straight up buy experience points if you want to.
Really?
Yeah. You can just buy packs of experience points.
That's for how much?
I don't remember how much they cost. I know one of the things they had is like a launch thing for that game is you could just buy, like, there should still probably be just like a bunch of free packs of things that you can buy. Yeah. So like, there's all kinds of awesome add-ons. But then like on top of that, like every character has unique outfits and unique like accessories you can buy for them. It's very like Barbie doll-ish, but like you can give main characters a sweet hat. I can see
how that nice. That game works just because it's so pretty too.
Oh yeah, like, the game is really game is a good looking like anime style game.
Yeah.
And I just think like yeah, you can get sweet hats, sweet like glasses. You can even get like pipes.
For, do they do anything or is it
no?
Just
they're
aesthetic?
Just there for aesthetics.
Oh. Some the coolest looking thing in the game that I think so far is the dog.
The dog.
The dog is this like purple dog who smokes, has a pipe in his mouth at all times.
Does he carry a sword?
He fights with a sword.
Okay.
There's a sword like attached to his collar so he can like bend his neck over, grabs a sword with his mouth, and then attacks with sword in his mouth.
Yep.
And probably the coolest thing.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah.
I think another
smoking dog.
Yeah, smoking dog. He always has
a smoking dog.
He always has a pipe.
What are you doing? Just smoking.
Oh, no. One of the best things, now that you mention that, one of the best things, the dog has some of the coolest accessories because you can get a little saddle for the dog.
Can you get a rose?
No. But that would be cool. Maybe they've added stuff.
And he changes to a French accent.
But, okay. The dog doesn't really talk. He just kind of grumble mumbles. But
it's funny though.
It is funny like though because you can talk. Sometimes you can almost tell what he's saying.
Does he say Waroo?
He goes woof.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. He's a bass dog. But you can get these saddles, and each saddle has a different like other character attached to the saddle.
that's
so like
sweet.
While he's fighting and running around, like you'll see this little character doll bobbling on this saddle. It's kind of adorable.
That's
so
cute.
Those are just dumb things. I mean, just go on Xbox Live and see if you can find.
No,
those.
You finished the game, right, John?
I got really close to the end.
It's a long game.
It
isn't
is a long game. I want to say I put 60 hours into that game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm already like six into it, and I just started.
I'm right at the cusp of that game. And again, it's one of those JRPGs where you'll be playing and you'll be seeing this. You know, we got to do this. And then by the time you get up to like doing that, it's like, oh no, there's a much bigger picture going on here kind of thing. So you'll have fun with it. It's really, really cool.
I enjoy this one too because the main character you play as, Yuri, he's not your normal like little boy, oh no, what are we gonna do, I'm gonna go get that. He's kind of an arrogant like I'm gonna like do what I want type.
Yeah,
like,
and he's a little bit of an anti-hero. He doesn't really start out the game wanting to do things for other people. And that's kind of why he's living his life the way he's living his life. But then, you know, he meets a girl and...
Sex, drug, and rock and roll?
Right. That's pretty much.
Just lifestyle?
Rock and roll.
Hanging out with the smoking dog?
Yep. Damn dog.
And, Yuri, and will you hang out with the smoking dog again?
And that brings me to another point. The game has these little in-game, like, conversations. Like... you don't have to listen to them, but down it'll give you a little prompt in the left-hand corner of the screen where
cool.
You can hit the thing, and then they'll have conversations of just like these people's face in a box pop up, and they'll be talking, and then like it'll edge away in like a comic style, like for example, one time this girl's like trying to touch the dog, and like the head is like moving across the screen, and the girl's trying to get closer, and it's just still pictures. While you hear them talk, and the dog is like moving away and kind of growling, just the face of them.
And yeah, it's kind of comic booky. They did that in Symphonia as well, and it's more of that stuff. So I'm used to it, and it's good that you still appreciate it without having like any previous like experience with it.
Oh yeah, it's
good. If you have a GameCube, I should let you borrow a Symphonia because it's more of that awesome stuff.
That I do not
fail. Do you have a Wii?
No.
Oh.
I have a GameCube you can use.
Well, I would like to get through this long endeavor.
Right, do that first. Man.
You just play all the Tails games. Just play all the Tails games.
All Tails?
Yeah.
As in Sonic and Tails?
No, but yeah. Play all, dude, yeah, yes, all the Tails all games.
Yeah.
I can't even
think
of one.
Most of the Tails games are really good.
I didn't realize it was a
You could play my series. Favorite Tails game, Tales of Valkyria. or Valkyria Chronicles, which is sort of like a spin-off from Tales games. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Tales of the Abyss is really good. Or, yeah.
I don't know that one.
Yeah.
Tales of the Crypt.
Tales of the Abyss. I think it was on PS2. It's a pretty decent one too.
Yeah. I would be willing to try them because this game's great.
Yeah.
There's one thing I was wanting to ask you about is the skills. Like, you unlock skills by using certain weapons, but then I'm not sure how you equip said skills or what, like...
I'd have to recall this. I'd have to look at the interface again. But, there's... The game has a way to get you, allow you those skills to be shortcutted to, I think, the D-pad.
Mm-hmm.
So that then you can just... instant use them whenever you want, but you could stop.
Those are the arts. I know how to use those. Those are easy. Like the skills, like you get a new weapon, and it'll have like a skill attached to it, and you have to use it so many times, and then you learn it. But I think I'm starting to understand it, but it doesn't really tell you how or why they're there.
Huh. I don't. Yeah, it's been like 2 years since I played that game, so I guess I would have to look at it again to figure that out. There might be in something in the instruction manual.
Yeah. You can just show me some other time. We don't have to go into that.
Right. I mean, yeah, it's a good game. I liked it.
What else are you playing?
Play a little Limbo.
Nice.
Yeah. You like it?
Fun. It's interesting, you know. This part at the first level with water. I could not get over the damn water. And I didn't realize you had to pull the box backwards to climb up a rope that, like, you don't even see earlier in the level.
There was some of that.
Yeah. You have to take everything in.
Yeah, there's a lot of puzzles you have to, like, remember shit off frame that's going on to help you out with the ongoing puzzle.
But other than that, that's pretty much all I got. Yeah.
You finished up a game recently, John.
And got a
review for it.
Let me phrase this correctly. I'm finished with that game.
What game is this?
How long did it take you?
To get fed up? About.
Well, I mean, fed up, I would say after about the first level.
Okay, fair enough. Like, right. After a couple hours.
In that game's defense, one thing it does really well is it just keeps driving you forward.
Right, it does. It's like, I do want to just do this.
Yeah. But I'm about halfway through it.
I still don't know what game this tonight. Is.
Ken and Lynch 2.
Right, I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah. Dog Days.
Ken Lynch
Smoking
2.
Dog Days.
Smoking Dog.
My review is up for it, so you can see my full critique on that. But I think I maybe teetotaled through that a little bit, so maybe I was slower going. But 4 or 5 hours.
I remember last week you said you felt like you were almost done with it.
Yeah, and that was pretty much correct.
Yeah.
Another hour or so, and I was done with that guy.
Yeah.
Done deep.
I can see. It's about, you know, 40 minute long levels that are all segmented by their achievement trophies. And you're all right, well,
you
that's
wanna,
section of list done.
You want to hear something that's really depressing?
You can play it on easy and get almost all the achievements?
That's also depressing, but here's something else. Imagine how you feel about that game right now as you've been playing it.
Yeah.
That's exactly how you will feel when you finish that game.
So a solid mediocre?
Yes. Like, you won't feel anything other than, well, let's move on to the next thing.
So you're telling me by the end of this game, I'm still not going to know which one is Kane and which one is Lynch.
Probably not. I swear to God, they sound alike. I mean, they look alike. I don't, like, whatever.
Yeah, they look even more alike now, because before, like,
they both now
Kane
have scruffy
had,
beard,
like,
yeah.
a broken nose and a face scar. And
he was really intense. And
they both
he seems really
calm
down. Kind
of looked a little
now.
Bit like Bruce Willis.
Right.
And now they just kind of both look like, dudes,
who smokes more?
At a truck stop.
I don't even know.
I think Kane does. I think the one I'm thinking of, Kane does.
Now,
he's been the only one I've seen smoke.
Have you also noticed at points, like, if you're hiding behind cover and you, like, listen to... Is it... You play as Lynch or do you play as Kane, dude?
You play as Mullet.
The dude you're playing as, he talks to himself a lot.
I don't...
Listen for that.
You know,
are some amusing anecdotal things that he just, like, says to himself...
Huh.
That I'm just like, yeah, this guy probably needs, you know, some
Take
kind of
Ritalin.
He needs some attention.
Huh.
He needs some help.
I'm
kind of interested to play.
It's a third person cover based shooter. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're aware of those games. Behind the back, camera.
So the camera's on your back.
It may as well be because it's ultra shaky.
Yeah.
And sprinting makes it even more shaky.
Did you leave that? Are you leaving that on?
Yeah, I've left it on.
Yeah,
I left
it on too. It's not a big deal.
The I got to the part where you shoot the like propane tank in the diner, and like it drops the frame rate to like nothing.
Yeah, it, like you hear the microphone just give up. It's just like I can't. It's too loud.
You get that. You get the microphone wind noise when you sprint too.
Yeah, really it's like annoying. A bunch of rustling. It's like.
Yeah, it's like sweet.
Yeah,
it's Blair Witch the game. But yeah, that game is janky. That game. You shoot dudes around corners, throw propane tanks, and shoot them through walls.
Mm-hmm.
That is one unpolished game.
Dudes will be shooting you eventually from places that you don't even know.
Oh, that's already happening.
Yeah.
The most frustrating, you know, it's sort of that give and take of the cool knockdown system in it, where you kind of, every once in a while, you'll get like blown off your feet and fall down, sort of like, you know, Heat or something like that, where you're like, oh man, the bullet pushed me over, but you don't die, and you can still, you can just immediately get up.
Yeah,
which is the kind of weird part where it's like, you can stay down if you want, or you can just get right back
can
up.
You play dead?
No, you cannot play dead.
I think the best parts to me where that system is like sometimes I would come around a corner and be like, oh hey, there's a dude and he has a shotgun, bang, and there's no fall down, get up with that. It's like. You die.
Yeah, that's the other side of it is it is cool, but at the same time, it is so effing arbitrary. Like, you'll walk around one column, and then all of a sudden some just, you know, China cop shoots you in the face with his revolver, and that one decides to kill you.
Right, it's there's no grayscale. It's a very contrast thing.
Well, from what I can tell, it's proximity-based. As closer you are to dudes, you'll pretty much get taken out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all over the place, and that combined with the like no melee kills, no grenades, and the really bad hostage taking system.
Yeah,
where you yoke up a dude and like take his gun and fire with it.
That is
the worst thing ever.
It's horrible
because you get no grace period. You know, you get those couple frames of invulnerability where you're grabbing a dude and putting him up like that. You don't get that. And enemies don't care that you're jacking up their friends.
Yeah, like, no, they'll just full on shoot you and him.
So it's kind of like a step backward in the genre.
Have you also noticed how like every single weapon
is unpolished?
Yeah, it's just they could tighten up a lot of things in that game.
Siphon filter.
Did you kind of?
It is the siphon filter in a Gears of War world.
Yeah, exactly. They could. Have you noticed that all the guns in that game are just palette swaps for each other?
Not so much.
All the pistols palette swap for each other.
Oh, I guess
I don't
use
the
pistols.
All the submachine guns palette swap for each other. All the machine guns sub for each other.
Gray pistol.
They all carry the same ammo. They all reload the same speed. They all do the same damage. They all have the same accuracy.
Is there a golden palette?
I thought the Desert Eagle had less bullets and the Glock had more bullets.
Dude, I don't know.
Is there a golden
gun? I don't use the machine guns. I don't use the submachine guns a lot. I just use the shotguns and the rifles. And they're all very... very different, I think.
The shotguns and the rifles are totally different from shotguns and rifles, but...
Well, no, like, you get that, like, silenced, humongous clip, but not a lot of damage one later in the
game.
Well,
there's going to be some
single
shot. You
get the worst AK-47 ever.
Right, but, like match up AK-47 with, like, M16. They are the same weapon.
Oh, I guess I haven't gotten M16.
And, a couple hours in, you'll get it. And then there's going to be some rifles that are single shot rifles, but you'll find more that are single shot rifles and they all do the same thing. And then you're going to find sniper rifles that are all
sniper rifles and they're good.
Yeah. They're good at killing people.
Right.
You'll find a couple of those and they're all just the same.
I think part of it's less of a palette swap, but it's more of just like the stupid arbitrary damage system where it's like, I shot that dude in the head twice. His cop hat is not going to protect him from
right, and like, yeah, that's another thing. It's like it's their weird health system is completely like it operates the exact same for them too.
Mm-hmm. You shoot a dude's hand off and he can die if you put enough bullets into his hand.
Yeah, and then like you can also shoot them and they'll fall down, but then they'll be still shooting at you, and it's like God, just
I like that part, but at the same time, it's like, dude, I seriously, that was on the head. That dude was domed, and he is now getting back
up. Right, and it's, I don't know, the shotgun is probably one of the more effective guns.
Definitely.
In that game.
That so is like, the way to go.
All right, because it just puts dudes down.
Shotguns usually are the way to go.
Sometimes, it's, I mean, yeah, this game definitely.
Definitely in this one.
This is one of those games where...
Bullet damage is just like, yes damage, no damage. It's like 0-1.
Right.
It's not 20. Like, there's no like, this gun does less damage because it has weaker stats. It's just like straight up, that's a bullet. So you use a shotgun and you just fire it aimlessly. You're going to hit a dude with like 7 shots, where the pistol, it's like, okay, 1.
Also, accuracy in that game, horrible.
You gotta stop and pop, bro.
It's like Alpha Protocol.
Could yeah, kind of.
They have a shooting contest.
Yeah.
I think Kane Lynch would win, but
it'd be
close.
Yeah, it'd be. Yeah.
It would be close. Gosh, like shooting people from down a hallway with a machine gun is just like praying that bullets hits dude in the face, and I'm clearly aiming at his face.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, aggravating. Aggravating. Blind firing is no good either.
Nope.
Unless you have a shotgun.
Yeah.
Blind firing with a shotgun is, I will kill this
dude.
What
about firing from the hip?
No,
that works all right.
I mean,
with a shotgun, it's fine.
Yeah, with a shotgun,
like, basically,
it's fine.
That's all yeah. you want to use in this game.
You know what I noticed?
Shotgun.
Shooting while you're down is the exact same as shooting while you're up.
Uh-huh.
You can aim.
Yep.
And you can aim just as well down as you can up.
There is absolutely no consequences for being on your back, except
nope.
for slower movement
yeah.
speed.
You can actually sprint when you're down, too.
What?
Try it. There is this sprinting crawl.
Nice.
It is slightly faster than regular crawl.
I would like to see that actually happen.
I would actually like to see him move into sprint speed.
Yeah.
That would be better. And then the shaky cam's just like rustling back and forth, and he's just like,
be some, like
baby crawling away.
GoldenEye syndrome of dudes floating around on their knees.
Yep.
People just doing the most physics-defying movements.
Yep. Oh, man.
So what else you got besides Kane and Lynch 2?
After I finished the review, I went ahead and threw in some Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light.
Nice.
Who I downloaded but didn't get to play.
Incredibly fun to play.
You playing
especially,
single or co-op?
I was playing co-op.
Who did you play as?
I played as Lara Croft. Which, comparatively,
hot.
There's really not much of a difference between the two characters. There's some things that separate them as characters, but each
boobs.
Right, boobs and hair. Actually, no. Totec has the exact same amount of hair as...
actually, Totec has the same amount of boobs as Lara Croft. Very strange.
He has pecs.
About
he has big old pecs. He wears a skirt. She wears shorts. So I can...
It seems a little backwards.
Yeah, well, you know, he's also Mayan, so I feel like they can do what they want. But no, like
he's like
that,
a spirit dude.
The game
you
has
can do whatever he wants.
The game has some really like the way they did the co-op in that game is really really cool. You can like everybody, all of your funny little abilities work with each other.
Uh-huh.
Like Totec throws spears against wall and
you can jump up spear.
Yeah, Lara can jump on the spears. Lara has her little zip line thing that she mm-hmm. can attach to things, and then Totec can run across the wire,
like tight wire,
yeah,
tight rope walk it.
Yeah, and
have
then
you played it.
I've seen it played.
Yeah, it's really cool. Totec can hold his shield above his head so Lara can jump on it, and then you mm-hmm. can do this double jump thing. It's like
and
it's
the
fun.
Cool thing it seems about that too is it's not just a static answer to the puzzle where you know you can jump on top of the shield or you can throw the spear. Or,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But that's partly because of the single player limitations as well.
Yeah.
Where
mm-hmm.
if you're playing single player, you just get
yeah, you get
the spear.
Everything. Mm.
So you can do it all by yourself, and they just take out the parts where you need the shield, basically.
Yeah. Another thing was they have these cool challenge tombs that you can go into, and they're basically like a
what do you do in there?
Solve elaborate
the
puzzles.
Wrong answer.
Is there a challenge?
Raid.
Oh, we raid tombs.
We raid tombs.
Well, that yeah, that
tombs
is
that challenging.
Is,
raiding tombs makes me feel good.
But yes, I raid the tombs. And it's cool because like each tomb that we've been in so far, just you have power-ups that you can earn by completing their little puzzles. And
oh, right. Like little items to equip sort of Diablo-style to your dudes.
What you'll get is eventually you'll get like artifacts that enhance your abilities or your equipment, things like that.
Yeah.
You'll also eventually get... I mean, you can get like health power-ups like that extend your health. You can get, you know, ammo.
Do you get
power-ups.
New weapons?
Yeah. I haven't gotten any of them yet, but I mean, there's slots for other weapons that you can get.
Okay.
There's slots?
Slots.
Gotcha.
Sorry, nudity cheat.
No, not that I'm aware of.
Hot coffee?
Game.
Play as, what's his name?
I don't know. San Andreas.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Hot coffee.
Hot coffee. I was Toe Tech. Play as Toe Tech naked.
Game looks really good. Game has a little bit of a comic booky feel to it, like thick cell shaded lines to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks good. It looks really good.
How much does it cost? Is it 15 bucks? 15
bucks, yeah.
1,200 Microsoft points.
It plays a lot from the camera angle that it has and everything. It plays a lot like Ultimate Alliance or Gauntlet.
Okay.
Isometric. Like, third quarter.
Yeah. Third person, isometric, Diablo style, top down. Yeah.
Yeah. And it...
Shaky cam.
Combat-wise, plays like Geometry Wars.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yep.
Yeah. It's kind of twin sticky, right?
You
move the stick.
Well, you aim gun or spear with a right analog stick and then pull the trigger for kill time.
Is there unlimited spears?
Yes, unlimited spears and unlimited boomsticks.
Is it really just...
His is slower. He takes some time to pull a new one out of wherever he gets it.
Laura's got the speed with the pistols, but Toe Tech has a little bit more damage with the spear toss. Yeah.
I feel like a pistol could do just the same amount of damage.
One would think, but his spear, his glow. So, I mean, maybe
glowing spear.
Yeah. Right. I mean, spears.
You're like fighting like zombie demon things too. So yeah,
zombie demon things.
God only knows how many bullets that would take.
Right.
I mean, she probably doesn't even have blessed bullets either. Yeah. So,
I mean, they're not like silver bullets or anything.
She probably doesn't carve crosses into them.
They're not wooden bullets.
Nope.
Wooden bullets.
Yeah. Wooden bullets. Like miniature stakes.
She's not fighting vampires.
Nope. These are, I don't know, they're weird demon looking things.
Are they sheep zombies?
Sheep, tie wearing sheep zombies.
No. Do they have horn rim glasses too?
What?
Those sheep zombie things we were looking
at. I didn't notice. I don't think
they had glasses.
Watching those reminds me of Uncharted 2. Watching Lara Croft and the Golden Compass.
Yeah, it has the Golden Compass.
Looks like Uncharted 2 with, like, you know, you got the big Yeti demon things. Mm-hmm. And
that's what they look like a lot without the hair.
Yeah, and the dude with you.
Yeah. You got Tenzin. It does look like that portion of
Tenzin
that game.
With,
you take out the snow and you take out the hair. It's the exact same game.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Fixed camera. No cover.
Right? Uncharted 3.
Yep. That's what this
is. And the smoking dog.
Lara Croft.
Yeah. Awesome. Oh, man. No, it's... I like it. I like it a lot right now. I may not be able to finish that co-op because it's only local co-op, which makes it... Yeah, I know, right?
Why would you make an Xbox Live game with only local co-op?
Hey, man, you know what? Guess what else game was awesome and it only had local co-op? Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Yep.
So
that's a fact.
So, I mean, I'm just going to have to take it back to...
I don't think they had Xbox Live.
Hey, well, what I'm saying is I'm just have to take it back to grade school and use the home phone to call my friend he's home and say, hey, you want to come over and play some Lara Croft?
Hey, guess what's up? Period.
Period. Period. Damn, period. Skippy, period. No questions
involved.
That's
not a question. Guess what's up, son?
I'm demanding that you guess what is going on here.
That's right.
No questions involved. If I was going to ask you a question, I would just ask you, what are you doing?
Yep. Me too.
Oh, man. After that, I played some of that game you just forced me to play.
Yeah. Bad case of the boom booms.
Bad case of the boom booms.
Icarus Proud Bottom and the Curse of the Chocolate Fountain.
Oh, are we serious?
It's a serious game.
No, like, this is a serious
it's a
ass.
For real game.
Serious
What's
game.
What's the full name of it?
Icarus Proud Bottom and the Curse of the Chocolate Fountain.
And this plays
I just
on.
Personal computing device.
I see.
Yeah.
Whether it is Macintosh or.
Doesn't matter what you got.
Windows.
This game is friendly.
Yeah. It was designed through like something awful website forums had like a competition where it's like to design a video game and you know
so good.
Something good did come out of it.
So
and it
very
is
good.
Icarus Proudbottom and the Curse of the Chocolate Fountain. It's like a you know left right shooter. Except it's kind of has this floaty like free game online sort of feel where you're bouncing around the screen a little bit, and you're a dude Icarus Proudbottom, who has a serious case of the boom booms, as he likes to call them.
Is there before we get too much into
exploding,
is there a propulsive lead into what caused this?
No.
It has
but
no.
But when you finish the first level, it gives you a little tidbit of what may have caused the big what. There's a little teaser at the end of the first level involving a Chinese buffet.
Okay.
And I've heard that later in the game, there's spoiler alerts.
Okay.
Cover your ear holes. But supposedly he built his house on an Indian burial ground, and it's an Indian curse.
Oh.
So he's pumping sewage into the Indian burial ground.
Oh, and so now
they curse him with this propulsive, never-ending stream of fecal matter that makes him rocket through the air.
Yeah.
And he has to dodge birds and geese and meets his owl, Jerry, the spirit owl, which turns into the magical blood katana, or blood destiny, the katana. Blood destiny, the katana. It's just a stupid little 8-bitty, like,
right,
you know, time waster game, but it is so
good. Like, it's
very
like,
charming, as well written little things in it.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, it's just like as preposterous and like
as stupid like, as a game would sound that propels you.
Poop and fart jokes, like, yeah, they just write it really well that it's like amusing. Mm-hmm. In that
it's cute facet. It's definitely cute. You could just replace the poop with fart or something. He's just flying.
But like the fact that they call it like a case of the boom booms is just like that in of itself.
It would be
a
magical adventure if it wasn't. I mean, a case of the boom booms.
Right. I feel like if he was just saying like just shit and poop and, you know,
yeah,
then it would probably lose that. But like it's like being like I don't know.
The
like,
owl talks with
adolescently
the
comical about it. Like it's
dude, that I just have to hit this note on Tales of Vesperia. 3 references now they have said, don't eat that, you'll get the runs.
Yeah, yeah.
They've said that 3 times now.
They do have some of those jokes in there.
Isn't there panties in that game too?
Panties?
Yes.
Like ladies' undergarments?
Yeah, like unabashed upskirt things.
I believe John will have to confirm this, but the actual game came with a pair of panties.
Oh, okay, like my magazine.
Yes.
I could see the dog being really like sniffing.
I disagree. I don't think any of that happens because all the girls wear pants.
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe it was the other game that came out at the same time as Tales of Vesperia.
I haven't seen any panties yet.
That was Infinite Undiscovery.
A case of
so
the
maybe
runs.
Not.
Maybe. Yeah.
I think I'm right.
I don't know. Maybe I don't go look up girls' skirts for things like that.
That's where you find the best items.
Apparently.
Right in that area when you got the boom booms.
Yep.
I played that, and I played the game Download Spank or Shank for
Shank.
So Death Spank and Shank blending. Shank.
Download Death Spank and Shank and Wang.
Spank and Shank.
Wow. Yep. New game.
Boom Boom Rocket Crossover. Smoking Dog.
Spank and Wang.
Yeah. Yeah, downloading Shank. I'm excited to play it. It's done. It's like 2 gigs, so it takes a little bit.
Ooh. You've been PC gaming quite a bit.
Shank is on PlayStation 3, Xbox. But yeah, I haven't been playing too many games lately. Yep. Icarus.
Yeah, dude, that was some fun stuff.
Yeah. I guess we can call it there for games played.
I'm trying to think really hard, like if I played anything else, but I think, I don't know, I just think a lot of my stuff was finishing up Kane and Lynch and then Lorecraft.
Yeah. So let's take a break and we'll come back and talk about news, video game releases, and answer the emails that people sent us because they're awesome.
Yeah.
All right. See you later.
Bye, guys.
Yeah, achievements.
Yeah, achievements. We're back.
All right, back from break, here to do news. Let's get going here.
Where are we going?
We're going to news.
That's a recording studio B.
What?
It's a recording studio B.
Oh, yeah. We have to change locations to do news. So Crackdown 2 has a downloadable package you can pick up for 560 Microsoft points.
560, huh?
Yeah, 560.
That's an odd number.
It's like, what, $7?
It's gonna have 10 new achievements when you do that. The keys to the city. So, you know, I don't know if you play Crackdown, that means something. Basically, just lets you like design. You can just drop in anything, right? It's just kind of gives you the ability to put anything from the game anywhere you want.
Yeah,
oh, that sounds cool.
It's like unlocks a bunch of cheats like auto fly, infinite ammo, god mode. It also unlocks a level 6 reward. So if you have level 6 on all of your orb stat things, you get jet boots, which allow you to just fly vertically.
Nice.
Ooh, yeah. I might have to get it now.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty fun.
Vehicle tag. It's like a gameplay mode. Just another thing.
Does it say with the level 6?
Yeah, it's jet boots.
Oh, if all of them are level 6? All of them
are 6, you get jet boots.
I see. Yeah. I thought like there was a particular one for each one.
No, jet boots if you have all 6.
I see.
Comes with all sorts of other junk, like new vehicles, new toys, new avatar awards, and new achievements, and Agent Colors. None of which are any of the pre-order ones. Kind of interesting.
Well, that's good, though.
Although Agent Orange does sound like a good color. So does May Contain Nuts.
Is that like an almond beige kind of color?
So does Mega. Actually, these are all really good. I'm guessing
that's kind of a poopish color.
Peacekeeper, Terra Firma, Orange Agent. I'm sorry, Agent Orange, May Contain Nuts, Multi Sting. I'm not good at reading here.
These are colors?
Minty Sting, Mega Agent, Hazmat, and Dem Apples.
Ooh, Dem Apples.
Dem Apples sounds like the one I want.
Yeah, so...
Minty Agent might be good.
What color comes to your mind when you think of Dem Apples?
Red.
Sour apple.
See, I had green.
Oh, green.
Maybe. I went with green.
Golden Delicious.
I think of Matt Damon. Oh, yeah. I don't know if you guys heard about this weird thing going on for the Halo Reach monument. I don't want to spend too much time talking about it because it's really weird and dumb.
Maybe.
Yeah? You're familiar with it?
I might be familiar with it.
Halo Reach Monument of Light is like this robot is plotting spots of light in like a time-lapse camera. So when it's done, it'll have some sort of thing that looks like a bunch of light spots. Yeah.
What? I don't know what we're talking about here.
Does not compute.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember reach.com. You can contribute a one point of light so you can put your little star on the map or whatever, and the robot has to plot it.
Plot it where? Like
in the actual game?
No, it has nothing. It's so... This is why I don't even want to talk about it even more so than this, where it's just like, dude, some dudes are doing something really weird and stupid, and they put Halo Reach in front of it.
Okay, yeah. That's what I figured.
Yeah.
Like they're building their own Star Lab or some.
Yeah, basically, it's pretty much that. It's like, yep, that's enough.
Okay.
If you really care that much about it, then look it up, because I don't think it's really worth talking about, and it's... Halo Reach.
News. Awesome.
Yeah. Vanquish is going to have pre-order weapons.
Yeah.
It has like anti-armor shotgun or anti-armor pistol, like laser rifle and boost rifle. Yeah. Also, more importantly, demo is coming out at the beginning of this.
I'm excited for demo. I'm excited for boost to cover.
I'm excited for Vanquish, period.
Vanquish. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
What else we got here? Deskbank is getting a sequel.
Right?
Yeah. A month after it.
Does it deserve a sequel?
Well, I never played it, so I can't really say.
That wasn't the game you were just playing?
No. That was Shank. Deathshank?
Deathshank. Oh, yeah.
So right. Deathshank Thongs of Virtue.
That's the panty game you were thinking of.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not Tales of Vesperia. Deathshank Thongs of Virtue. Hothead Games downloadable. I don't know, man. Like, it probably plays like Deathbank, but has more
panties,
something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't play Deathbank because I wasn't interested in it. Hey guys, we watched that video for Catherine.
Yeah.
And boy, does that look oddly awesome.
It looks,
I'm looking intrigued.
It looks interesting.
Yeah, it's Atlus, people who made the Persona games. So I'm especially interested in that. I'll get the video up at some point.
Is this then a Shin Megami Tensei?
What's that? It's not. It doesn't have the SMT title slapped on it. It's, as far as I can tell, all it's called is Catherine.
Okay.
It is for Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. Another reason why I'm interested in it, because it's not, you know, PlayStation 2 or PSP or anything like
that. Yeah, it'll definitely be a higher fidelity game. Like, it'll look better.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, Persona 4 looked really good. All I can remember
from that is zombie sheeps and boobs.
Wearing neckties and boobs, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a Famitsu, the Japanese video game magazine. You know, it was on the cover of that, which means big things. Like, yeah, it means big things.
Big things.
Yeah. It used boobs to mean really big things. Yep. Yeah. So, I don't know. Keep an ear out for Catherine, because it does look pretty rad. Boy. Pretty much that's it. The Cole redesign is done, or hopefully not done.
I don't know.
I'm not a big fan. He still has his asterisk jeans.
Yeah.
And now, like, yellow shirt.
Mm-hmm. His hair's
kind of
buzz cut
there
now.
Kind of not.
This isn't the Cole train from
Infamous 2.
Yeah.
Cole, yeah.
Cole.
Although maybe, yeah.
I think Coltrane in Gears of War should wear some yellow pants.
Yeah. I think he should wear some yellow pants.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yep. So, great news. Good show.
Things are happening.
Yeah. Not really. What's coming out this week? For the week of August 24th, which is not September 24th.
Yep.
We've got Shank, which apparently is only a PS3. Maybe I was wrong. It's not Xbox 360. Only PS3 gets Shank. NHL 2K11 for the Wii.
Yep.
We got Grease, the official video game.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For the Wii.
Yes.
Also for the DS. Ivy the... Ivy the Kiwi?
Question mark?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Ivy the Kiwi? For Wii and Nintendo DS? Here's a game that sounds moderately interesting for the Wii. Gunblade NY and LA Machine Guns Arcade Hits Pack.
I'm sorry. I blacked out partway through that title. What?
Gunblade NY and LA Machine Guns Arcade Hits Pack.
Gunblade, like New York NY?
Yeah. And
Gunblade,
Los Angeles.
New York and Los Angeles.
Machine Guns Arcade Hits Pack. I don't know much about Gunblade or LA Machine Guns.
Okay, yeah, I don't.
I know of all those things individually,
right?
But I don't know of them in one word, or one strung together phrase like that.
And neither do I. Like,
but I kind of want to know more.
I could speak in volume on each of those things separately. Together, I don't.
How awesome are all of them? Yes.
Yes. Potentially, or very.
Badly. We got Martian Panic for the Wii, Crazy Pig for the Nintendo DS.
Crazy. Love me some Crazy Pig.
Elemental War of Magic for PC. Harvest Moon Grand Bazaar for Nintendo DS.
Grand Bazaar, like shopping bazaar.
Like, yep, yeah.
Not
like crazy.
Bizarro.
Crazy go nuts. Yeah.
Bizarro Harvest Superman. Moon, where you don't let things grow.
Where your dog only smokes.
You just pillage the land.
Mafia 2 for PC, PS3, Xbox 360. And Scott Pilgrim vs. the World is going to be hitting Xbox 360 tomorrow.
Whoop, whoop.
And Shank tomorrow. So there we go. Shank is out tomorrow. Just PlayStation has a leg up now.
I might be Sweet. Doing some shanking.
Doing some shanking. Worms Reloaded for PC comes out later in the week. Ship Simulator Extremes.
Yes.
PC, another later in the week edition.
Gosh, ship that. Simulator.
Ship Simulator Extremes.
Spaceships.
That's a plural.
Is this ships like
Extremes
in the Gulf of
is
Mexico it? Ship? Like
yep.
spilling
yeah.
some oil?
Tanker. Yeah. All it is spilling oil. Yep. what actually happens. Let's get some more details here. PSN, you get Shank, Press Your Luck, Pixel Junk Racers, Second Lap, Motorstorm, 3D Rift. There's a Mag Beta, which, what?
Whoa, I'm sorry, what?
There's a Mag Beta.
Mag Beta?
Yeah.
It's not like, Mag 2?
No, it's just another beta for Mag, I guess. I don't know.
They have like an expansion that's coming out that needs a beta test.
I don't know.
They recalled Mag.
I think it's just demo.
Maybe it's an expansion called Beta.
Yeah, maybe. Team Beta. That's really it for PSN. Most importantly, let's learn more about these Wii games here. Coming out for... WiiWare, and yet it moves. Just tell me if you want to know more about these things. Okay, moving on. Virtual Console. We've got Euphoria, The Saga. That was on NES.
Not interested.
Okay. Nintendo DSiWare. Rytmic? Rytmic. R-Y-T-M-I-K. 800 Nintendo DSi points.
Not interested.
Yep. GG Series Ninja Kabuki Den.
Now we're talking.
No, I'm sorry. Karakuri Den.
Either way.
No, still interested after the Karakuri correction?
After the changeup, I'm still all right.
It's from Genterprise Incorporated, one player, E for Everyone, Mild Cartoon Virus, 200 DSi points. Jump and slash as a gravity-defying ninja in this acrobatic action game. Control a jumping ninja. Control a jumping ninja as he fights his way through a booby-trapped mansion. When your ninja touches a platform, it will automatically disappear and he will jump, making for pretty unstable footing. But where some see obstacles, a ninja sees opportunity. You'll be forced to think on your feet. Oh, I get it. Push your reflexes and bend the very rules of physics to conquer your treacherous surroundings.
See,
master the art of the dash, shuriken, and sword. Be a ninja.
This sounds something like N plus.
Yeah, it does sound a little like that, doesn't it?
What is a ninja? What is a ninja doing in a mansion?
He's trapped.
Oh.
It's really hard to trap a ninja.
Yeah,
too.
How did a ninja get trapped in a mansion?
It's a really big mansion.
Oh, okay. I see.
He was actually born there.
Maybe he was lost.
I don't want to downplay this ninja's skills, but he seems rather clumsy for a ninja.
Maybe they kidnapped Smoking Dog, and the only way to get him back is to go through mansion.
Yeah.
My Farm. I'm not reading that. Absolute Reversi. Reversi. However,
no, that's right.
However you like to say that one. And that's it. Yep.
Did you say something about a farm game?
No, I didn't.
No?
Nope. No such thing.
I swear there was one coming out.
Mm-mm. There's a ninja game. Karakuri Den. You ever hear of it?
Is that a ninja farming game?
Yeah. Bizarro Ninja Farming. So let's move on to our email section. Let's pull up the email thingy thing.
The jabby jab thingy thing.
Word.
And.
Don't mind me, guys.
Yeah. You got that thingy working?
Just trying to. Stuff and junk. Okay. friend of the podcast, Kevin, writes in saying, in regards to our question to the listeners last week, on Bioshock Infinite, will it relate to 1 and 2? He says, I would say the game mechanics would be the only thing to connect these games. I have no doubt they could tie in a decent story, but I feel that would be just pushing it too much. If you're going to go that route, just make a 3. Do your third and final installment that way. Don't do a spin-off, or at least not for several years. Use those resources to give us something fresh to play for a while.
No, agreed. I don't like...
Concurred.
This needs to be a total deviation from what Bioshock 1 and 2 were. Like,
You don't want
to... I don't need to explore more of that city.
Hmm.
I'm fine with exploring Sky City.
Right. But do you think they'll be connected at all? Through anything more than just the name Bioshock? Because they are Bioshock games.
Right. I hope it's not like, oh, by the way, Andrew Ryan was working on something in the sky.
Okay, so that's, yeah. Because it's set in the time period like 1920s. 20s,
you said, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so Bioshock is like 1950s, 60s.
Oh, okay, so.
So it's like maybe Andrew Ryan is chilling up in Space World, Sky Town.
Yeah, I could see what you're talking about.
I feel like Andrew Ryan is scared of land.
So this could be like prequel?
Yeah, like non-specific prequel to all this going down.
Dude, what if you are playing as Andrew Ryan?
Dude, what?
I know.
But your actual name a name is DeWitt something.
You can get your name changed.
Andrew Ryan? It's an anagram. Yeah. I would like to see... I honestly would like to see some tie to Bioshock where it's like...
Maybe
as so. Long as I don't want to see a tie to Bioshock 2 where it's like Sophia Lamb's up here, isn't that great? Because we love her.
I think I would be fine with a humorous like nod.
No. Like it's already there, dude. Like
right, the goldfish bowl. I was fine with that.
Okay,
I was fine with like, that much of a already. Humorous nod. Like, but I don't need it to be like the story interwines itself to like the end of it is like, you know, it'd be better if this whole world just sank to the bottom of the sea.
Ooh, maybe you're in Rapture before it was a floating city.
What if you're just in Rapture? No, you're in Rapture. Period.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. The entire game.
The entire game is Bioshock, but without the water.
Bioshock Infinite. It takes place in Rapture. In a sky section of Rapture that we didn't get to see before.
No, see, what if Rapture was originally supposed to be a flying city, but it sank?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I think that's like the most boring.
That's pretty much what we're alluding to here is that like you play this game, and you're like, this looks oddly familiar, and then all of a sudden you realize it's the same thing, just it's in the sky.
Yeah.
Fail.
Yeah. I want to. If it is something like that, it's got to be some super mind. Ending thing where it's like it's actually not 1920, it's 2070.
What? And insane, they're still using rubber balloons.
Yeah. So it's post Bioshock,
right?
Bioshocked.
I mean, I was.
I know about you.
What? That name alone is shocking. I would be fine with like guns and the plasmids kind of stuff being the only real tie.
Will there be big daddies?
Well, they show in that video
mechanical creature thing.
Little brothers, maybe?
Little bro?
Yeah. Little broskies.
Medium sized sibling.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does have that.
Yeah, those steampunk automatons in there with weird beating heart.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really get to see their face, but they look
much besides just an arm.
Yeah,
and
you
heart.
See a chest and some feet and a hand.
Yeah, there's a lot of that game cool. That doesn't really make too much sense yet. Where
dude,
it's
flying
like,
flowers.
Well, I don't know how much you've heard about it, but like you have psychic powers, but you don't.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are they like, only like stirred by don't. Certain stimuli?
From what I heard, you gain them from the contact with Flower Lady.
With Flower Lady.
Or somebody who I can only assume is Flower Lady. Like, right. You gain these telekinetic
Sophia
abilities
and, like,
from meeting Sophia Lamb. And then shooting yourself in the face.
Right. So the
as a group though,
the
because,
right
you know,
yeah the
individualism is bad.
The premise of this is somebody else is having you do his wet work by going and like reclaiming this woman. Like you have to save her from something.
Yep. Kind of like Bioshock.
Kind of like that other game.
Bioshock.
That one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking too.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, and even, oh gosh, I'm never going to.
If he says, would you kindly at all in this game, I'd be fine with that. I just hope he says it a lot.
Ken Levine has said that he's like, yes, it will be like Bioshock. I mean.
Right. You're sticking the name Bioshock in it. So
I
imagine in ways it will be like Bioshock.
As long as there's some rivets.
Kevin gives us some other things to talk about here. He says, I'm not what I'd call a major fan of sports games, especially basketball, but I couldn't help get excited to think, or get a little excited when I heard about NBA 2K11 bringing Michael Jordan back with several of the other great teams from the past with these Jordan challenges. I think it may be just myself having flashbacks of the classic Bulls versus Blazers or Lakers versus Celtics games. Regardless, I believe I may pick it up. I know in recent news, EA's NBA Elite 11 fired back with a slimmed down version of Nintendo Wii's NBA Jam remake. But this doesn't seem to be enticing to me. I love the original game, and I plan to buy a cabinet of it at some point. I just feel the new one would never live up to the predecessor. What do we think? Or what's a better buy, is what he's saying.
I don't know. I mean, not being a big sports person either, I don't know. I like me some NBA Jam.
Yeah, I was going that route.
But, like, I don't know. All the stuff that they're gutting out of that doesn't seem like things I would be interested in anyway for the NBA Jam. So just getting just bare bones NBA Jam. As long as I can still hear Boom Shakalaka and he's on fire.
Heating up.
Must be the shoes.
Yeah. I will be fine with that. Like, full court.
Unless
slams.
I have no interest in NBA 2K11 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
That game gets too complex for me. The Wii version of the NBA Jam, however, it does have some really cool things in it besides just the NBA Jam game, where you've got like the weird little like boss battles and
battles against
Magic Johnson
and who can like teleport.
Weird like half court first person simulator things, kind of interesting, but like I don't know the details on it. All I know is if you want that game, you can only get that game on the Wii. There's going to be a version of it available for Xbox 360 and PSN, but it won't be the full Wii game.
Right. They're taking
thus far.
Yeah, those boss battles and some of those.
Which is the one with the Michael Jordan challenges?
That would be
2K11. Okay. I don't know what Michael Jordan challenges are.
He mentioned something about it.
Oh, they
Michael Jordan. I don't know if it comes with a pack of Fruit of the Loom underwear. I'm in.
Yep, a failed baseball career.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
that would be good too. Copy of Space Jam.
Yep. Yeah.
All good things.
I would buy those.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some MJ cologne. I'm running low.
You just get a pair of his old sweaty boxers.
Gross. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it for... Well, that's all the emails we got. Again, send emails to bbr@bossbarrel.com. Thanks, everybody, who has
thanks,
sent...
Kevin.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. Thanks, everybody else who's thought about sending stuff in and hasn't or has sent us emails. Keep them coming. We'll read them on the show and talk about them. Thanks for the topics. Let's see. I suppose we should do another one of those things where we talk about something and send it out for people to think about and give their responses to. So
I need to start thinking of these in advance to help that along.
I know, it's kind of shocking. We do this every week, so.
Right, I know.
I catch you off guard all the time.
Who would win in a fight? Ninja or Kratos?
Which ninja?
Which Kratos?
Yeah, good answers. Good questions.
So there you go.
Okay, I've got a pretty lowest common denominator, easy question to go with. Is so 2010 has been a pretty packed year for games, right? Beginning of the year was strong.
Except for the past month or so.
Past month has been a little lackluster, but honestly, it's been pretty, you know, balls out, pedal to the metal, red line, year of nonstop great games coming out all the time. So it kind of seems like the end of this year is kind of winding down. There's not much to look forward to. I guess my question is simply, even though that may seem like the case, what game is the most anticipated game you have for this coming holiday season? Send us your emails. We'll talk about how are your opinions. Dead Rising, that answer is now unacceptable. we'll give our own opinions and like to hear what everybody else is thinking. Right on. Yep. BBR at bossbarrel.com.
I'm looking forward to that farm game.
I'm looking forward to Who to Boss.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a good game.
Through, I thought we were going to get through one.
Nope. Never. Smoking Dog says, Who to Boss.
Who to Boss.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested in playing that Tales of Vesperia now.
It's fun.
It's fun.
Is it fun?
No.
We were...
No.
Is it like Bioshock?
No.
Oh. In the sky.
Okay.
But on the ground.
Oh.
At times.
Anime right. version.
Underwater?
You know what's really funny? Actually, get ready for the sky portion of Tales of Vesperia.
Is it like Bioshock?
Better.
Better?
There are portals.
There are ninjas? That bounce with falling platforms.
No ninjas.
Okay, so I GameSpot forums top thing here. Type in Tales of Vesperia panty. First thing that comes up is, what's with all the inexplicable panty shots in this Tales of Vesperia or Tales game?
Dude, I have no idea.
I don't know of any of these panty shots.
Sure, guys.
I do no idea what that is.
Uh huh.
Now I'm gonna be looking for him though.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. I like. I can only.
I know a good place we can find some.
I can only think of one. There is one female character, now that I think about it. You haven't even seen her yet.
But, you haven't even thought of her.
Right. You can't.
Oh, I'm thinking of her now.
But she doesn't wear pants, so to speak. She just wears...
Panties?
Like, yeah, kind of. I mean, if I remember correctly.
I'm going to go look for some panties and do a death spank.
Hot, dude. And get your shank on.
Yep. Shank my death spank wank.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, on that note, thanks for listening to Boss Barrel Radio, internet radio show for bossbarrel.com. Come visit our stuff, read reviews, news, videos. Email us questions to podcasts or thoughts, comments, anything, bbr at bossbarrelradio.com. And it's been another solid week.
Boss Barrel Radio. Who the boss?